Good morning, this is Mix 94.5. It's Clazzy, Matt and Kimbo. The time is just gone 8:10. If you're just getting into the day, welcome to Wednesday, April 1st. Officially, we've cancelled April Fool's Day, guys. There's far too much going on, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cloudy periods. 27 degrees for this first day of the month. And there's a warning from the family of Lakeland's mother of three, Kyrie Lee Ryder. She's in ICU in an induced coma right now with coronavirus that she contracted aboard the Ruby Princess cruise ship. And her mum, Carlene Brown. We're really stoked that we can talk to you, Carlene. Firstly, how are you going?
We're not doing too badly, thank you.
Carlene, we are so sorry for what your family is going through right now. We understand Kyrie Lee is in a coma right now, but how is her progress? What are the doctors telling you?
There's been very, very little progress in the last 10 days, but she is stable. So that's good. She's not going backwards.
That's good to hear, Carlene, and our thoughts are with you, and we're all praying that that Kyrie Lee gets better very soon. When she came off the Ruby Princess, I know it's very difficult, but how did it play out? What sort of symptoms did she start to exhibit before you knew that something was up?
Kyrie Lee presented to medical centre on the cruise ship with flu-like symptoms at 1 a.m. in the morning on the 19th. They actually tested her for COVID on the ship and asked her to go back to her room and wait till, stay in a room until somebody come and got her for disinfection.
Sure.
So this all started on the cruise ship. They did swab her, like I said previously, and they were allowed to walk off the ship, catch commercial flights home. It's just absolute. They've just been so socially irresponsible, both New South Wales Health, Border Force and Princess Cruises. If they had have tested people's temperatures even as they hopped off, you know, I don't think a number of these people would be in the situations or families they find themselves today.
Yeah. Carlene, it's must be sad. All of that is true. It must be an incredible emotional toll for you and the rest of the family, including Kyrie Lee's kids.
Oh, absolutely. We're all devastated that we find ourselves all in this situation.
Carlene, we understand that Kyrie Lee was told that she was going to go into an induced coma. And so what happened there? What was that conversation like where she's had to call you and call her three, I believe her sons are adults, to say, I know that this is what has to happen?
It was a very difficult conversation, not only for us, the three grandsons and a husband and myself, but exceptionally distressing for Kyrie Lee. She was in a place where she understood that was the best option for her.
Yep.
And as from my perspective as a mum, it was really difficult to hear the way she was. And I actually said to her, you know, she said, Mummy, they're going to put me to sleep and I'm going to have a big sleep. And I said, look, darling, I knew she was distressed. So I just said, look, darling, you know, I'll see you soon. I'll see you when you wake up. So, and we know that that's not going to be the case. She will hopefully wake up, but because of corona and its insidious nature, they're all in isolation, and she may not come out of ICU in isolation for many, many, many weeks. So it's very difficult. Oh. I just don't want other families to have to go through this because they don't follow the guidelines that we're supposed to.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the message that's coming through, Carlene. Unfortunately, this is happening for your family, but we never want to get lulled into this idea that, oh, it only affects certain people, it only affects certain age groups. This is a very, very serious disease, and we all need to really be vigilant. And so sorry for what you're going through, and I hope that people take that as a message and a call to action to keep doing the right thing.
Oh, absolutely. Just please keep yourselves and your loved ones very safe by abiding by what we need to do.
Yeah, those people, we were meant to be just going out for essential things, Carlene, and this, we hope by giving your time today and having a chat with us. Like I said, we're very excited that we could talk to you today. For want of a better word, we knew that having you on would probably shake a few people into the reality of the situation. So thank you, and all the best to the family and, of course, to Kyrie Lee.
From my family, thank you very much for the opportunity to get the word out there.
Carlene Brown on Mix 94.5. That sort of stopped us in its tracks, eh, Kimber?
That's heartbreaking. And, you know, like 41 years of age, Kirrilee is with three children. You know, this idea that it's only going to happen to older people, and it's heartbreaking. And I know when we spoke to my friend Marissa in Italy last week, she said, you know, the death toll there has been so serious that now it's come around. It's not just hearing that numbers of people are dying, but now they know who those people are. It's someone's mother or someone's sister or someone, you know, and that is just devastating. And so we really, that was hard to listen to for sure.
It was, absolutely, yes.
Yes, knocked us for a bit of a six, but we wish the family all the best this morning. It's just gone 8:16.